Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply go to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another CAC Daily iCast. Just a little bit of church every day, home Bible study, 21st century style, as we bring you just a little bit of study today as we dig into the Word of the Lord where we left off yesterday. We are in John, 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 6. So let's just jump right into 1 John, and this is chapter 1, verse number 6. And it begins to read like this: if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And that closes out the chapter. But I want to go to the Lord in prayer today as we study. And this is going to be lesson number 1032 of our study through the Word. Let us pray. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have blessed us to be gathered here today to study your Word, to utilize this platform. Help us, Lord, that we will expound the word fully, rightly divide the word of truth, so that we can all leave here with more knowledge than we came. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, you know, sometimes when we look at books in the Bible, some are shorter than others. Some chapters are short, some chapters are long. But when we look at these particular chapters in 1 John, we're going to see some things that, even though it may be short chapters, it's got such great impact in teaching us some great insight into pleasing the Lord. Because after all, don't we want to please the Lord? You know, one of the things that pleases the Lord is when we come out of darkness. We talked about darkness. We talked about depression is darkness. We talked about evil is darkness. We talked about the darkness of this world, which is gloom and doom, and everything is bringing people down. But, you know, when you start looking at serving the Lord, He wants us to remember He is joy, He is light, there's no darkness in Him, and we can go to church and through life. We don't have to just wait till we get to church to get joy or to be happy. Some people says, well, I can't wait to get to church and then I'll start rejoicing. No, if you only rejoice, worship, and serve the Lord when you're in the four walls of the church, you are not doing what God is pleased with. You have to learn, you worship at home. You worship and praise the Lord at home. You worship and praise the Lord through your day. It's not something you wait for some certain conditions, because if we only wait for conditions to be right, you know, some people says, well, I just got to wait for the right conditions. I'm going to go out and work on the house. I'm just waiting for the right conditions. Well, you might be waiting a while. Some people says, well, I'm just going to wait till the time's right, and then I'll start serving the Lord. Today's the day of salvation. You can't just wait until conditions are right. Remember when Paul was coming before Agrippa, and Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He said, but you know, you just go, and at a more convenient time, I'm going to call you. We're always looking for that convenient time. We're always looking for that right time. We're always looking for the time that would be perfect to do something. We even use those phrases, right? We say, oh, it was a perfect time to do that. It was a perfect time to talk to that person. It was a perfect time. Isn't all time a perfect time to tell people about Jesus? We don't have to wait for a perfect time. If you got time, and you should have time, tell people about Jesus. Well, this is what John is saying. He's saying if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not the truth. If we say that, we're just lying and just really deceiving ourselves. Because you can't be in darkness and have fellowship with light. I use this illustration all the time. When you enter into a dark room and you flip that light switch, what happens? Well, that light switch turns on the light, and immediately the darkness is gone. Why? It's a simple physics. I don't know if it's physics. I guess it's a law of physics. It's a scientific fact. It's an electrical fact, if you will. When you flip on a switch and light comes on, darkness goes away. So this is what John is saying. John is saying light and darkness cannot have fellowship. And you know, when you look at that word fellowship, I want to bring up the Greek and just kind of give you an understanding. Of course, we all know that it's partnership. That's what fellowship is. You become a partner. So light and darkness cannot partner together. Why? Because when the light enters the room, the darkness is gone. Darkness, and this is something very important, darkness can never overcome the light. So if you are full of the light, because God is light, Jesus plainly said it, you know, He's God manifest in the flesh, so He plainly said He's the light of the world. We understand that once the Lord comes into our life, darkness cannot be there. Darkness cannot be there. The only way darkness can get back in our life is if we walk away from the light. Now, I can go out of a room and turn the light off, and darkness comes back in the room. That's the way it is. If you let Jesus shine in your life, there'll be no darkness. But if you walk away from Him, darkness will come back. And that's why when you look at the word fellowship, you understand that if we say we have fellowship with Him, talking about the Lord, if we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. If we're still in darkness after saying that we are in fellowship with the Lord, we're lying. We're just deceiving ourselves. Because fellowship means to partnership, to have communion with, to communicate. It means to participate. And I like this, social interaction. I think that when we look at this word fellowship, we understand that light and darkness cannot coexist. Can't coexist. And if we got Jesus in our life, then we have light. We're not going to walk in darkness. We're not going to continue to sin. We're not going to continue to go down that road of self-destruction or pleasing the flesh. Why? Because we can't fellowship with darkness if we're full of light. Does that make sense for everyone? Does that help everyone understand that light and darkness cannot coexist together? So then he goes on to say this, and I'll bring this up on the split screen. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You see, we have fellowship, we have partnership, we have, communion with one another. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then God's people walk together, have unity. You know what brings disunity? You know what breaks up unity in God's people? Darkness. Darkness. You know, if you let darkness back in your life, you will try your best to bring a division. And God's not the author of confusion. So any darkness that comes into your life, you can say it's not of God. Any depression, any dark times, any of those, that's not of God. You have got to learn how to trust the Lord and say, He is the light that brightens my day. He's the light that gives me the ability to see through all the things around me. I'm not going to say I'm serving Jesus and then go out and sin. I'm not going to say I'm serving Jesus and then go out and live like the devil. If you do that, you're not walking in the light as he is in the light. You're walking in darkness. You're walking in your flesh. You're doing what you want to do. And unfortunately, that's the world we're living in. People are wanting to do what they want to do. They're not going to live according to the word. They're not going to come out from the world and be separate. They're not going to fellowship with Jesus, who is the light. They're going to remain in darkness. They're going to walk in sin. They want to do their own thing. But that's not how we have communion or fellowship with Jesus or with each other. So the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. We don't continue in sin. We don't start serving the Lord and then go back to our sinful lifestyle and say, well, I go to church on Sunday. You can say you go to church on Sunday, and that's great that you're in church, but that still won't save you. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. I thought going to church was part of being saved. It is. But you can go to church and still be lost. You can go to the altar and still be lost. We read in the scripture, and this is why the scripture is so important to study. We read in the scripture where Simon the sorcerer, he believed. He went as far to be baptized. And you know what? He wanted to buy the I guess he wanted to buy the power of the Holy Ghost so that he could lay hands on people and they would get the Holy Ghost and all of this. And you know what? He said, your money's going to perish with you because the gift of God, it can't be purchased. So people that try to walk in sin and go to church too, they're just trying to bring darkness into the light. But guess what? Again, you go into a dark room right now, you flip a light switch and darkness has to flee. There's nowhere do I ever experience or see where someone turned on a light switch and the light came on and darkness stayed right there. Not one time. And you say, well, that's just understandable. Light comes on, it brightens up a room and it illuminates a room. You know, we got lights that are studio lights. We got lights that are house lights. And it doesn't matter if it's a studio light or if it's a lamp in a room. You know, we teach the children when they're little, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you know, the smallest of light, I remember going to Mammoth Cave when I was, I think, in the eighth grade. And they had a field trip to Mammoth Cave. We got down in the cave, and they turned off all the lights. And I mean, you could not see, you've heard the old saying, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. You literally couldn't. You could put it right here, and you'd realize that something was there because of the warmth or whatever, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't even barely see it. You couldn't even see any outline of it. And then he took a match and struck it. One match, and it illuminated the whole area where we were at. That's why it doesn't take a church of 1,000 to bring light unto a community, light unto neighbors, light unto those sitting in darkness. All it really takes is one person. One person. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So we see that once we start walking in the light as he is in the light, you know, we're not in darkness anymore. And then we see this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess your sins, and that's what you got to do. You got to, we say all the time in East Kentucky, you got to fess up. That's right. You got to fess up. You got to confess your sins. And if you confess your sins to him, if you've committed adultery, say, Lord, I'm sorry, I committed adultery. If you committed, some act of sin, you lied to somebody, Lord, forgive me, I lied. You got to confess to him. That's right. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And, the New Living Translation says, if we claim we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. I want to be real with the Lord. If I sin, I want to confess. And this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that, you know, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We understand that he is our mercy. He is our Savior. He's the one that forgives us, but we have to confess. We can't just genericize and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. we have to start naming those to Him. Lord, forgive me for lying. Lord, forgive me for thinking impure thoughts. Lord, forgive me for going to that place. Forgive me, Lord, for how I spoke to that person. Forgive me for being angry. Forgive me for being selfish. You know, we do have to confess our sins. And the Bible says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. You see, cleanse is a great word because it literally means to purge or to clean, to purify. We can be pure. We can be clean. But it takes confessing our sins. And because of His faithfulness, He will forgive us and cleanse us. Now look at verse number 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. So if you say, nope, I'm good, I ain't got no sin, you're calling the Lord a liar. Oh, we would never do that, right? Oh, we would never call the Lord a liar, but we do when we say we have no sin. Oh, I'm a good person. I don't do any wrong. You probably just said two things that you're going to have to repent over. Number one, you're a good person. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. So you have to repent over that. You say, I'm a good person. You know, I don't do no wrong. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Well, those are two things you're probably going to have to repent over, because it'll end up being sin because you're deceiving yourself. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. And look at this. And His word is not in us. Why did it go back to the word? Why didn't it just say, He's not in us? Why didn't it say His spirit's not in us? Because we have to get the word. And of course, we know in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. We know that that's Jesus. We got to get Jesus in our life. Because if we're not truthful and say that we've sinned, if we're not truthful and say we need a Savior, if we're not truthful and say, I need Him every day, we're calling Him a liar. And look at this. Look at this. I want to bring this one more time. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Well, in the New Living Translation, it says, if we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts. His word has no place in our life. His word is not in us. So if you say, I'm a Christian, but yet you're still sinning, you're telling people His word's not in us. If you're one thing at church and another thing at work, you're proving to people that His word is not in you. We need His word in us. We need to show the world when we start serving the Lord, we've been cleansed. We've been forgiven. Our sins have been purged. We're different. We're a new creature in Christ. So we need to start living in that manner so people can look and say, yes, I do see a difference. Yes, they are a Christian. Yes, they do. Are an example of the believers. With that said, I want to come to a close because that's the end of the chapter. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. I want His word in us. I want His word in you. That's why we take time to study the word, because reading the word doesn't put it in you, but studying the word does. So as we have broken it down, we see that if you flip a light switch, darkness in a room will leave. If Jesus comes into your life, darkness has to flee. So don't try to live for Jesus while you're still walking in darkness or still doing your fleshly desires, your lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Those three things are not of God. They're of the world. So don't say, I'm a Christian, but then your eyes start lusting after everything. Oh, I'm a Christian, but then you got the lust of the flesh. You got to have everything. You got to satisfy the flesh. Don't say I'm a Christian, then you got the pride of life. Oh, you know, I'm a proud person. I got this, and I'm good, and I don't do no wrong, and I can never do wrong, and I do this and do this. No. We need to confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That way his word comes in us. That's why faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. As I come to a close today, I want us to think about that as we go to the Lord in prayer. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Is his word in you? Are you walking in the light? Are you fellowshipping with him, communing with him, partnering with him? Are you fellowshipping saints of God, others that have the light? Oh, we got to talk to sinners. We got to witness to sinners. We got to try to give Bible studies to sinners. But you know what? We can't hang out with darkness and expect the light to keep shining in our life. We need each other. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to study your word. I pray that I have rightly divided the word of truth, expounded it fully. If I have mistakenly said anything or expounded anything wrongly, forgive me, Lord, and help me to make it right. Lord, I pray that you would help us to always have you in our life, your word in our life, so that we can be an example of the believers to others, letting our light shine in a dark and perverse world. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, forgiving us, cleansing us. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed the lesson today. That was lesson 1032 of our study through the Word, and we're doing our best to take, chapter by chapter, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and try to expound as much as we can. And, when we get through the New Testament, we're going to loop back through the Old Testament and work our way through the Old Testament also. So we hope you will continue to join us. Tell your family, tell your friends to be a part of these studies from 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And, of course, we have 30 minutes before that from 10 to 10:30 that we have a little fun. We have our trivia question, which is up and running. What is an alternate name for Tabitha? And all you got to do to answer that is go to the Facebook page of CAC Daily. Click on the link. It'll take you where you need to go. And we'll have the results on tomorrow's broadcast. Well, everybody have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Tonight's the last night of VBS at CAC. Come on out and be with us. We're going to have a great time with the kids. Everybody have a great day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.